This is episode 2450 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 5 of our series this week. We're exploring the theme of your ultimate self-care journey. In this week's series, you've been guided using different meditation techniques, and you've also explored a challenge. Your challenge you're encouraged to do every day is to pick 3 of the best ways you can think of right now to support yourself on your self-care journey. What is it that you need? You've been exploring how to take care of your physical self-care, your mental self-care, your social self-care, and in today's episode, you're going to be guided to explore your spiritual self-care. Now, this is the part of yourself that you may neglect the most. And that's often because you may regard anything to do with spirituality or nurturing your soul as frivolous. You might think that those are the things you do when you have all this extra time, or maybe when you go on a yoga or meditation retreat, maybe once a year. Well, the truth is that your spiritual practices can help you weather any storm you may be experiencing these days. So, as you get ready to meditate in today's episode, I want to share a little insight with you. There's a lot of research showing that when you have a spiritual practice, you are generally healthier, as well as more mentally fit, as well as you often heal better and faster when you're sick. So spirituality has its role in your self-care ritual. And when you think of, well, what is spirituality? It might be a religion. It might be spending time tuning into nature. It might be listening to uplifting music that inspires you. It could be your meditation or your yoga ritual. It could be reading empowering quotes every day. Whatever you deem spiritual for yourself, make sure that you do it regularly. I know someone who watches the sunset no matter where he is every single night. And he travels often. He makes sure that wherever he is in the world, he pauses and watches the sunset in the evening. He sets his watch. He researches what time the sun is going to set. And I have to say that I do this in regard to the sunrise. I love to watch the sunrise, and this is a way that helps me to start my day. So think about what gives you a deeper meaning to your life. I do many small rituals throughout my day to help give my day more meaning. And one ritual is the art of Koso. Many of you know I lived in Japan for 5 years and I loved all the traditional rituals they do. And one ritual is the art of Koso. It's K-O-S-O. And I enjoy a product that is sponsoring this episode called Ars Koso. That's R apostrophe S Koso, Ars Koso. And this is a prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic all in one. It delivers a whopping dose of over 100 fermented plants, fruits, and vegetables. It's really easy to take. I take it in the morning, and I also like to do a monthly fast and also a seasonal fast with Koso, which has a beautiful sweet Japanese plum juice taste to it. It has so many health benefits, including resetting your immune system. It helps with troubled skin. It helps your body detox. It improves stress, mood, and sleeping patterns. It can even help reduce bloating. It's dairy-free, non-GMO, vegan-friendly. It's made in Japan, so it's very authentic. And you can take part in the ritual of Koso. And what it really does too is it helps to support your gut, which is also referred to as our second brain. If you'd like to join me in the art of Koso, you can receive 10% off using the code MEDITATEDAILY. So you would go to rskoso.com, that's the letter R, the letter S, and then Koso, K-O-S-O, .com, and enter the code DAILY MEDITATE. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and do a spiritual meditation. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, begin to notice how you're feeling today. Name the kind of mood you're experiencing. Notice your inhale and exhale, filling your body with oxygen. Feeling yourself begin to calm down with each breath. Mentally affirm, I embrace my inner truth. I embrace my inner truth. You may rest your hand on your heart and feel yourself become more grounded. Do you notice that difference? You may also place your hand in the Apanvaya Mudra, curling your index fingers to touch the base of your thumbs, doing this with both hands, and then touch your thumb to the very edge of your middle finger. This gives you deep relaxation and it supports your heart health. You can also rest your hands in your lap, whatever feels best. Begin to open up to what you need in your life most these days. Do you feel connected to a deeper purpose in your life? What kind of daily practices or rituals or activities do you do that help you to feel as though you're more connected to others and to the world? Allow yourself now to experience some spiritual self-care as you listen to your inner truth, your sacred inner truth. Sit in stillness, allowing yourself to open up to whatever's trying to happen with you today. Pay close attention to those inner yearnings and to the questions you may have. Listen deeply and open up to be receptive to the answers that are within you. You are so worth slowing down for.